Welcome, everyone. This is the Change Your World Virtual Summit with the most fabulous Ms. Katrina Sawa, put on by the Public Speakers Association. I am Tanya Hoffman, the CEO and founder, and I personally not only endorse the fabulous Katrina, but have her at all of my events, my conferences, because she is a wealth of knowledge. So, Katrina, why don't you just take it on from here?
Thanks, Tanya. I'm excited to be here. I never know what I'm going to speak on because Tanya always has fun ideas for me. So today we're going to, because I can talk about anything to do with marketing and jumpstarting your business. And so today, though, we want to talk about tips for monetizing your display tables at events. That is the subject she thought would benefit you all most. And as a speaker and author myself, I know this is one of the key areas that we need to make sure we do maximize and monetize when we're speaking, and even when we're not speaking, when we're just attending or being a sponsor at an event. And so there's a lot of mistakes people can make in this arena if you're not sure what to do. It's more than just being a speaker, and it's more than just putting your books on the back of the table. It really is massive lead generation. There's all kinds of tips. So we're going to dive in. And just if you haven't heard me talk before, you know, I've been doing this for 12 years, working with thousands of entrepreneurs all over the world on how to find the holes and opportunities where they can make more money in their business, be more efficient, systematize, and automate some of the things they're doing so you don't have to work so hard at what you're doing. Because we all love what we're doing, or you should. If you're not doing what you love, then you want to get out of it and do something you love. But we need to monetize and maximize every single thing we're doing because you need to do so much more these days. So you need to do social media. You need to do networking. You need to do speaking. You need to do follow-up. You need to do, you know, even direct mail and so many different things to keep in touch with your target audience, your prospects, your referral sources. And so this is just one piece of the overall pie, but it's really important. If you go to an event as an attendee, a speaker, or a vendor, and you don't monetize or maximize your vendor table display, even if it's in front of 20 people at a casual meeting, then you're missing out on money, okay? You're missing out on money. So I know life doesn't all revolve around money, but let's pretend it does for a moment. And while we're talking about this particular topic, because if you don't want to miss out on money if you're going to be there anyways, right? So we want to make sure that we monetize and maximize our experience at events, live in person. And actually, this could affect, this could apply for online virtual speaking too, because ideally, and I didn't do this time, but ideally I could have a back of the room table for you. I could have a PDF handout. I could have order forms. I could have all kinds of stuff to direct you to online as we're talking today. But that's not my purpose for today. It's more to explain to you what you're doing. So first off, I want to make sure you know that I have a free trade show marketing checklist, okay? And you want to go grab that, and I'll remind you at the end again to grab it. But the website you want to go to for that is my name, so KatrinaSawa.com. It's Katrina, K-A-T-R-I-N-A, S as in Sam, A-W-A.com. /products/trade show. So KatrinaSawa.com/products/trade show. That happens to be the page where you would buy my trade show networking toolkit also for $57. But on there, there's a button that says get the free trade show checklist, and it opens up to a PDF. So you can just get it without opting in. You can opt in on that page too on the top. But I just want to make sure you have that because this is something I use every single time. I just came back from my own live event, but before that, I was in LA at another event. And in October, I was at doing a display at another event in LA. So I use this checklist like clockwork every time I go out of town. Even if I'm not going to have a display table, I go through this checklist because I want to make sure I remember to bring certain things like order forms, like flyers for products and services that I might be promoting or upcoming teleclasses or webinars. So it's really important that you have that checklist and you keep it somewhere safe so you can just pull it out and go through it before you leave for an event, whether it's local or you have to fly there. Okay? So if you've attended the trade show or biz expo and not gotten anything out of it, meaning you didn't even get a contact that developed into more business or more money, or you've displayed at a trade show or a business expo or even a small, you know, networking event where you have a display table. It's not necessarily a trade show, but it's anywhere you put a display table. If, you know, most people are not even doing the drawing, enter a drawing kind of thing, right? So if you are, great. There's more tips for you in this call, but just hang tight for a second because we're going to talk about how to really maximize your table display. So first thing we want to talk about, though, is how to be prepared for a big conference. How to be prepared for a big conference. This is a little bit different than your local networking event that you might go to once a month, but you want to think about this on every level, and you want to plan ahead. So especially if you're going to a big conference, you want to plan ahead and you want to network ahead. So you want to find out who's coming to the conference, and a lot of times nowadays they have conference Facebook pages or some kind of page where you can see who's coming and interact with them ahead of time. I did this for my event just last week, and I have a Jumpstart Your Marketing public group on Facebook, and I just added all the people that were already set to attend and told them to introduce themselves ahead of time, and a lot of people did that. So that was good for them to get to know each other before they even got to the event. Okay, you can also pinpoint people you want to target for being a client or a referral source. You want to find out the audience and the focus of the event if you're going to a big conference or even a local networking event. Because if you go in thinking it's going to be this schmoozy networking, pass my card around type of event, and it's not, then you better be prepared to work the room another way. Right, so we really need to know how the audience is and what the focus is of the event. So my conference is very focused on people making money there while they're there. So I talk about easy yes offers. So you would want to know that so that you're prepared to sell stuff when you're there and have stuff prepared to bring or what to sell. And then you want to have a goal and plan for your networking. So what is your goal? Is it to meet two new hot prospects? Is it to meet a really great referral source? Is it to find one or two people that can book you as a speaker in a different event? All of those are great goals, and you could have all of them as a goal when you go to an event, especially a bigger event. But, you know, maybe it's just to connect with five people who might be interested in having a deeper conversation around what you do, a free conversation, right? And that's a good goal. Maybe it's to get 20 business cards of 20 people you don't know and get their approval to add them to your email list. So all of those are great goals, and you could have any combination of those when you go to any event, okay? So the basic system for following up with prospects quickly when you come back from an event, I have a whole system, and I could talk for hours, and I did probably on my event about this, but basically you want to send, just write down the frequency of it. So you might want to send 3 email follow-ups, 1 to 2 phone calls, 2 to 3 direct mail pieces in the mail with a stamp, 2 to 3 of them, and 4 to 5 social media posts or connections or messages. And that needs to be done within the first 60 days of meeting them in person. Okay. Now, I'm not going to get into it a lot about the auto ads and the not auto ads. I talk about, you know, do people give you approval to add them to your email newsletter list? If they did, great, then you can add them. If they did not give you approval or they did not enter a drawing that where the sign on the table clearly states you will also receive a free subscription to my email newsletter, then you cannot add them to an email newsletter. Okay, so change your signs and make sure it says that on there, even though it's a logical assumption if we enter your drawing and drop our card that you're going to add us. You still want to cross your T's and dot your I's and make sure people know they're going to be getting a free subscription to your email newsletter, okay? So you can also get the verbal opt-in, which is something else I talk about, but you can verbally get people to agree to get your newsletter when they give you their card, and then you can add them to your list then, okay? So the email follow-ups that you're going to do, you're going to send different ones to the people who have agreed to get your newsletter and different emails to people who have not, all right? And you'll have to go grab my follow-up system or listen to me talk about follow-up system to know more about that, but that's the basics of it, okay? Now, when you're doing your actual trade show vendor display, okay, and you have the table, you want to have an easy yes offer. This is what we do at my event, too. We create easy yes offers. And a lot of times people don't know what to do for that. Or they think, you know, $100 off their $500 thing is an easy yes offer. And typically an easy yes offer in person is something under $100. And that could mean that you're really giving a hell of a deal on your services, but it's just to try you out. And then the goal is to get them into that call or that service and sell them up into the next thing. It's to get people to buy today and give you their money today. It's not to follow up with them to buy your $6,000 package, which you can still do, but it's to get those people who are hot today to give you money today. So that's an easy yes offer, and we can go into more of that at the event in April if you come. You want to do a good drawing for list building. So a lot of times people will give away a call with them. But think about your website, too. A call with you is not necessarily the first thing people want from you. They're not always interested in talking to you first to experience you. They want something else first to get to know you. It could be a video series. It could be a free report or an audio. It could be a book. It could be something coupled with a free call with you. It could be a ticket to one of your workshops. There's all kinds of things you can give. And if you don't have any of that stuff to offer, then we need to fix your business models because you probably should be offering some of those things, if not many of them. But you could give away a bottle of wine and one of your favorite books and then a 30-minute call with you, and then people will want to enter your drawing. Then another thing you want to have handy is order forms. You want to have paper order forms. Now, you don't necessarily have to have the 2 or 3 page ones where they, you know, the NCR forms, but you can have just a one sheet order form of everything you might sell with a special deal today. If they buy, they get a discount or a bonus. And I really recommend doing this because if you don't have an order form, you won't sell stuff as easily as if you do have an order form. So why not just have an order form? And now for those of you who think, well, I have the little square thing or I take credit cards on my phone, if you are a coach, speaker, consultant, and you're selling products and services from your website, I really don't recommend you sell stuff via your phone like that in a square or one of those swipe things on your phone. And the reason being is because it doesn't populate back into your shopping cart. So your system then becomes not usable. You have autoresponders for a reason hooked up to products and services on your shopping cart. If you don't have that set up, we need to set that up because you will be a smoother running money-making machine of a business if you do. So if you do it, if you take money through your phone like that, it'll just go straight to the bank, which is always good, but it bypasses your systems and then puts you in chaos to follow up and deliver your products and services. So I really recommend paper order forms and just enter them when you get home. It's not that big a deal, and put it in your website. If you don't have an effective website that becomes the hub of your business like this, come and see me because we help build websites for people too, or at least fix the ones you have to make them more functional. You want to make your table visually appealing. Sometimes this is the only thing that people pay attention to, and it's a big mistake. I like to have tip sheets and little tip sheets of information, kind of like a little article that you would write on your blog or your newsletter, but I like to put it in a little one sheet. So I have tip sheets on how to network and work the room, how to do social media, how to make money from your follow-up, how to do speaking, and all these different kinds of things. I have little tip sheets, and then on the back of them are testimonials. So people tend to grab those. So they're great little takeaways from my table. So I give content. People love getting content. So you might think about how you can develop some kind of little tip sheets or checklists that you can give away at your table. And you could give them away in exchange for getting on the list or entering into the drawing. That's fine. And you could also have little tchotchkes that you might give away, you know, like pens and pads of paper or some other thing with your logo on it. Those are always fun. I always give those away if people enter the drawing, not just willy-nilly to anybody who walks by the table. Another thing I like to give away is free CDs. So if I have a free audio in my free gift on my website, or I've done a recently a good audio interview, like this one could be, right? Then I can burn that to a CD and get a little CD label made for it and put it in a little white sleeve. And I usually ship those out to a CD duplication company and have like 100 printed at a time, so I have them on hand. But you can do those yourself. CDs are a great thing to give away in exchange for getting people on your list. So some, it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. They're about $1.30 a piece. But those can be really effective for getting as many people on your list as possible. Okay, and then again with making your table visually appealing, make sure you have at least a sign or two, like a banner either behind your table in a stand or in the front, or maybe a tabletop sign that pulls up that's professionally designed and printed about something you offer, and some different heights in your table. I'm really big on having risers on the table so that you can have different heights in the table display. All right, so how to create a memorable handout or flyer. I kind of talked about that a minute ago with the tip sheets, right? So I create flyers on some of my bigger programs. So it's usually a front and a back flyer with attention-getting headline and some really good copy. And then it tells them where to buy it online and maybe gives them a special coupon code to use. A lot of people will take those flyers. So I do that for my Live Big Mastermind program. I do it for my Jumpstart Your Website and Techie Services. And I also do it sometimes for my Jumpstart Your Business in 90 Days program or my speaker program. And so I have different flyers for those that are handouts. And they're usually just the same kind of content that's on my sales page on my website. So if you're not a good copywriter, then you might need help with these flyers. Copy is really the key. It's not about, here's my program, here's what you get, here's the price. It's not about that. It's actually really talking to the pain and the problem and agitating the copy a little bit, and then sharing with them how to buy and giving them incentive to buy today or to sign up today with a bonus or a discount. Don't overbrand yourself on your flyers or your handouts. Some people put their logo so big that we can't see anything else. It's the only thing that jumps off the page, and nobody cares about your logo. So don't do that. Just make it more towards focused on them, not you. Okay? And then a couple more things. What types of special offers should you create? We talked about the Easy Yes offer, and that could be, you know, an hour, you know, 1 hour for $50. Or, and I know you're worth a lot more than $50, but we're just trying to get someone to pay you for the very first time, okay? So it could be that. It could be 2 hours of your time plus, you know, your online program for $99 or something. You want to make it so super juicy and so super awesome that people just can't say no to it, and that's the key. The other thing you want to do is create an offer that's easy to transition into. So if you're speaking from the stage, you definitely want to have a good transition to your close, right? And that's a whole another topic on really how to design your talk to sell. But you really want to work that in and have your table really exemplify the offer that you're creating from the stage if you're a speaker at that same time. A couple other things I do is have more of a this or that. So sometimes on the order forms, I might have two offers. I'll have the lower priced one and the higher priced investment. And so I'll have a this or that offer. And the higher priced one might include everything in the lower priced one. So that way they get everything. So it's kind of like, well, here's the get started package, or here's the whole enchilada. Which one do you want, right? And so I think it's good to have special offers that, or at least show some special offers on your order forms and such that are higher priced so that people can see that you're worth a lot more, because then your $99 deal becomes a hell of a deal, right? So think about how you can have some different offers. Now, I don't mean that you should say a whole bunch of things from the stage. You really want one offer from the stage. But sometimes from the stage, I will have my offer, which might be a lower price offer just to get people to try me out. But it might also be a free offer. So I might have a join my text, join by my email by text that they can do right there in their chair. Or I might have a drop your card and enter the drawing, free offer. Or if you're ready to buy now, then go buy the thing. So that's still a this or that, a free or paid. Okay. And one of the big things that I like to offer, sometimes we don't have a whole lot of time to talk. So if you're an exhibitor and you really only have a minute in front of the room, then you want to make sure you really maximize that minute. So don't go on and on and on and on and on about what you do necessarily. You want a brief note about what you do, but you really want to get your offer in there or your drawing or what you're giving away so they can come and enter to win, or they can come pick something up and enter and drop their card, right? So the offer is really the thing you want to promote on your 1 minute if that's all you have. And one thing, if you have a little bit more time to talk, like a couple minutes, or you're a speaker and you're only speaking for a short time but you have a display table, like one event I did, I had 15 minutes to speak in front of the room. It was a 2-day event, but this person was giving me 15 minutes just to talk a little bit about follow-up, for example. And so in my 15 minutes, I just reviewed my 6-step system on follow-up, and then I told them I would do a free teleclass for all of them the following Thursday or whatever day it was, and all they had to do was give me their card, and I would send them the information to follow or to ask, to come to that free teleclass where I would teach them in an hour the whole system. And that really worked well. A lot of those people actually bought the system from that call and also came to my next event. And so that really, really went well. So offering some kind of free teleclass to the group if you are short on time could help really get a lot of people to sign up for your thing and want more information. So make sure it's a really juicy free teleclass and a topic people want to hear about. And then finally, how to get the majority of the room on your list. That was really the thing that did it for me, is to offer that free teleclass. There was probably about 80 people in the room, and I think everybody except 2 people signed up for my teleclass immediately following that 15-minute little brief talk that I gave. So instead of making an offer, which I didn't really have time to make an offer, I actually followed up with a 1-hour teleclass where I made the offer and I made sales. So sometimes it's a 2-step or 3-step process rather than a wham bam thank you ma'am at the event. So those are some of the big things I think that you want to think about when you're trying to monetize and maximize your live events, your table displays, being a sponsor or an exhibitor at an event. That I just thought of, sometimes I do bigger conferences where, you know, there's aisles and aisles and aisles of trade show booths. If you're at those shows and you're doing a booth, make sure you do bring an assistant or a friend or a client to help you at the booth, because more than likely you're going to need to go around and work the room at the other vendor tables. It's also good to have 2 people, because what if you get really busy? You want to make sure you can, one person's directing people to sign up and get into the drawing and get them on the list, and the other person might be having a little bit deeper conversations. So that's one thing to think about. And while we're on the topic of how to run your booth, please don't sit behind your table. Stand in front of it. Push the table back against the wall or back against the booth. You don't want to sit at the table. You want to stand in front and create interest and draw people into your booth or your table area and draw them into the drawing. Even if you're selling things like jewelry or other products, you should get them in the drawing first and then have them shop around on your table. Most people will just let them shop around and then they'll walk off without getting their contact information. So I think jewelry and clothing people are the worst, no offense, of taking names and doing drawings at your table. I mean, you could give a simple pair of earrings away, enter to win a simple pair of earrings, enter to win a shawl or some kind of, you know, or a $50 gift card, and you can shop when you're done. So anything like that, you don't want to forget to do that. I don't care what kind of business you have. There's always something you could give or donate or do in a drawing. And the one thing, and don't eat at your table. That's one thing, especially at a big conference. Sometimes we bring ice chests and stuff and stick it under the table, but if I'm going to eat something, I'm going to walk out of the booth and go eat it. I'm not going to eat at the booth, because what if like a really hot prospect walks up and you're like chomping away at your sandwich or whatever? I mean, you just don't want to do that. So that's why you really need to try to make sure you set yourself up for success by bringing an extra person if need be, or having someone watch your table just for a few minutes while you go eat, because you got to eat, especially if you're in all-day events, which I do often. I think those are the best tips I can possibly give in 30 minutes around trade shows. You know, you guys can go to that page again to get the free trade show checklist. It's KatrinaSawa.com. It's my name, so it's KatrinaSawa, S as in Sam, AWA.com /products. That's plural, /products, and then /trade show. And you're welcome to buy the Trade Show Networking Toolkit as well. It's only $57, and it's some great audio trainings and interviews on some other people who do really well at trade shows, as well as samples of the signs and the tip sheets and all these things that I print out and bring to the trade show for myself, and the things that I actually use, and like drawing slips and all kinds of different things, order forms. So there's tons of samples in there, you know, but you can go get the free checklist or get on the list on the top of that page. And either way, you'll get some great information. I know it. So I hope that was what you were looking for, Tanya. I was happy to share it today.